We are learning Maseches Vavbasra Daf Kuf Gimel Amad Aleph, and we are beginning from the Gemara on Kuf Beis Amad Beis, right after the Mishnah. Not awesome. We learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Erechin. It's awesome. It's a nice conclusion. Also a little bit. Hamakdash Shadeyu B'Shas HaYevel. We know the pasuk says that when you makdash something in the time when Yevel is Noyeg, so in Yevel it would go back. So therefore, everything is Cheshbin until Yevel. Now, you will makdash it and you want to be paid it. What do? You're not paid it for the value. Special example is a kasuv. When it comes to being paid the hektish, you paid it for a set amount. No matter what the field's like, where the property is, no matter if it's in a very good location or not, you always have the same amount of money. That's how much you redeem it for. What's the amount? The amount is for a base core, for the size of a base core, which the pasuk calls Zera Chaim Esayrim, is Chamishim Shekel Kesef. So you figure out per year how much it is, Kesef Pasuk Pundin. That's not for now, that Cheshbon, but you go per year. But the shear is like this: a base core goes for 50 Shekel Kesef. Now, what's included in the base core? That's the Shailam of this Mishnah. That's the discussion of this Mishnah. So Makash Dev Shas Yevel, Nois Loy the base Zera Chaim Esayrim, 50 Shekel Kesef. Hoyisham Nekom Amukim Vitvachim. If you had in this property that you were makdish, you had these cracks 10 tefachim deep, a shlom gvoim yitvachim, or racks 10 tefachim high. Ein nimdodim ima on top of kuf gimel amud aleph. Does not get counted with it. What does that mean? So ein nimdodim ima, Rashbam explains, avada it's kadosh, it's going to hektish. But that area, those racks that are 10 tefachim deep or 10 tefachim high or cracks that are 10 tefachim deep, they don't get nifta with the shear of 50 shekel kesef. They get nifta kafi their value, the etzim value. They're not nimdo ima. They go like the real value of what they are, because they're not considered part of this steachuza. Pachus mekan, if it's less than 10 tefachim, dog ima gets counted with it. So avad it's kadosh. The question is, does it get included in the shear of 50 chaimus or freidim or akasha? The amai likush v'apin avshayu. What's the problem? Let it be, you're right, you know what, it's taka, it's separate, it's 10 tefachim deep, it's not part of this field. Okay, so it's a separate field. So let you, when you point to the regular field, do it, chamisha shekel kesef, and then go ahead and point to this, according to the ratio of chamisha shekel kesef. Why does it have to go like real value? Why does it go like a regular steachuza? But my, look, shabbat and avshayu, the way Rashbam learns the kasha is that it should be like two steachuzas. So maybe I'll tell you pshat. You know why? Because it's so small the area. On small areas, you don't have a din. Only on base core do you have a din of 50 shekel kesef. Not on regular small places. The chita mekivin lo have a base core lo kachi. It's not kadosh. But tanya went to the brisa. In the pasuk it says v'mgal yigal as asoda hamakdash oisai. So the word soda is extra. And we dash like this. But tanya soda matam lo emar al pishadema zera choymer soyer mechamish shekel kesef. Since it says when you play the base core, you do 50 shekel kesef. You only see if it's a base core. Menayel Rabbis Lesech, which is 15 saw, which is a half a core. Vechati Lesech, which is 7.5 saw, which is a quarter of a core. Saw or field the size of a saw. Tarkiv, which is a half a saw. Vechati Tarkiv, half of that. How do you know all those things also go with the Shir Chamish Shekel Kesef? Tamaloyma saw that. It's in the Pasuk saw that it's Marba Mekomakar. So the question is, Why isn't it Ninda the same way? Good, it's a separate field, but be Ninda with the din of Chavish Shal Kesef. That's where I was Kasha. And for the Gemara, Amar of Ukba Chama, Hachem and Akam Malayim Mayim Askino. I'm talking about cracks that are filled with water. The Lavne is Rianinu. And the Loch is that the holding 50 Shal Kesef is only by Zera, things that have Zera. What's the Pasuk Glossum of the Pasuk? Zera Chayim Esayim. Only means Zera. This can't be planted, therefore you go with real value. And not with Chamish Shekel Kesef. That's how you redeem these cracks. These are cracks that have water in it. You can't plant there. It makes them worth more or less. But it doesn't have the Zeris, the cost of that you pay the Chamish Shekel Kesef, which is only a din by Zera. This is not Zera. That's Mara's Teretz. And Mara says, Dekanami. It's very meduic. Why? Because it says Nikoim and it says Slotim. Dekanami. Tani's doing with the Slotim. Slotim can't be planted. Shema Mina. Staka Shema Mina. Freit de Mara Kasha. Yehachi. If that's the case, I feel a pachas bekanami. Even less than 10 tefachim should be counted on its own. So what's the ihachi? Now it's more shver. So explains Tosis in the second shot. The kasha is a very posh kasha. He's saying, until now we thought that the reason why it's not counted is because it's not part of this field. And by itself it's too small. So then it's not shver, because when it's less than 10 tefachim, it's part of the big field. But now they're saying that's not the reason why it's not counted. The reason why it's not counted, the reason why it doesn't go with that shear is because it's not royal Azria. If the Vart is not royal Azria, so even less than 10 Tvachim shouldn't be counted because it's not royal Azria. That's the Marzkash. Yachet Philip Pachas Bekanami. The Rishbam also speaks it out. Klar, he says Yachi, it's like the right before the widest lines. Yachi, given the time from the inner Azria, Philip Pachas Bekanami, like Loyam Danimimimar. It's only can't count it. So my answer is Hanu, Negani, the Ara, Mikru, those cracks that are less than Tvachim are bottled to the land. They consider the cracks of the land and should read the Ara Mikri. It's called the humps, the humps of the ground also. The Shedra is the spine of the ground, or therefore it's bottled to the ground. That's the Var of Ten Tvachim. So now Gemara declares, the more important, beautiful Mishnah about Hekdesh, what was it here for? It's here to come back to our Mishnah. Hachamai, our Mishnah that we learned in yesterday's Shir, where there it says, you sell a base core. Now if the place is Ten Tvachim deep or Ten Tvachim high, it's not counted. Less than that is counted as part of the base core. That's what we said. So the question is, hachamai, does it have to be filled with water or not? Let's say you have a neka that's not filled with water. Is that included in the sale or not? Because what's the reason why in the common slum not included in a base core? So we said, because you said afar, you want something as royal as real. If it's not, it doesn't have water in it, I could plant there. So good, it's 10 tefachim deep. So what? Maybe it could be counted. Or, just like the hektish is not counted, and just like the hektish, we say, only if it's full of water does it get a din of its own. Here also, no one's water. Or maybe say not. Maybe here it's different. And we'll see what the tzad is when the Gemara makes the pshitas. So, hachamai, does here the comment be filled with water in order to disqualify them? Just like the hektish has to have water to disqualify, maybe here also has to have water. Amra papa, here, afa pisha ein melei mayim. It still does not get included. What's the reason? My timer. The person wants to put his money into one property and then give it to them two different places. Just like you understand, if I bought a base core, I bought 4 acres of property somewhere, you give me 2 acres here and 2 acres there, it doesn't count. I want my 4 acres in one place. Since it's 10 tefachim deep, it's considered a new place, and that's why it's a chasar. Mask of La Ravina, about Dumi de Slum, Katani. The mindset says Dumi de Slum, so it sounds like it's something like slum. That's not royal Israel. Here we're saying, even if it's royal Israel, it doesn't count. Either Mishnah compares to slum. We just use that for Adeka and by Kachem also. Maslav Lavne Israel Ninu. Afainam Israel Ninu. Afainam Lavne Israel Ninu. So our answer is, Kik Tani Dumi Dislam Apachis Mekan. It's still Negea, the din of Dumya Dislam. You know what it's Negea for? It's the Negea for Apachis Mekan. When it's less than 10 Tvachim, I would think that the only time it's counted is only if it's royal Israel. That we say no. Even if it's similar to slum and it's not royal Zriya, it's still included in the sale. That's the chiddush of it. Still included in the sale. And that's so we do have a dummy to slum. It says slum because we need it for the pachas mekan. That's still included. So kaponim, that's how we paisa shayla vada, even if it doesn't have water, if it's 10 tefachim deep, it's not included in the sale. Now we said in the second part of the Mishnah that if you speak out kibbeh skur afar, so then even if it has 10 tefachim deep ridges, cracks, and 10 tefachim slum that are high, the loch is, they're nimdadim ima. Because I said kibbeh skur. Now, like we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah, does that mean like unlimited amount of racks? So Amrav Yitzchak, no, it's not unlimited. Tarashim sha'amru, base arba kavan. Arba's kavan. The limit is 4 kavan worth, which is be'erech 2%, a little more than 2%. Where did I get that number from? Very simple. Every sa'ah has 6 kavan. How many sa'ahs in the base skur? 30. 30 times 6 is 180. 4 out of 180 is approximately 2%. The way you figure it out is like this. 10% of 180 is 1.8. I don't know, 1% of 180 is 1.8. 2% is 3.6. This is 4. It's a little bit more than 2%, maybe 2.2% around approximately. That's how much it is. So he says more than 2.2% of rocks or cracks don't count. Until then, you could do. If it's more than 10 tefachim, then even if it's less than that, you can't count it. Why? Because it's too deep, so it gets its own mukkim. But if it's less than 10 tefachim, where it's still going to be bought to the field, you have a limit. You have up to 2.2% to 4 kavan. 4 kavan is 4 kavan at 180. So that's what Rav Yitzchak says. Now we have more limitations as halacha. If the 4 kavan are close together of racks, it disqualifies the sale. It has to be spread out over 5 kavan. It's not so much. It's just a little bit spread out. That's what this man Yom holds. Rav Chiya Ba'Ava takes it much further. Rav Yechanon, Hushim Olam Beruba Shal Sada. And the way the Rashbam makes the Cheshbon is like this. That what's Roiv of 30 Sa? 16 Sa. 4 kavan is how many quarters of four kav. How many quarters of a kav? 16 quarters. That's elementary. 16 quarters. 1 quarter of a kav per saw. Oh, that's that has to be the shear. 1 quarter of a kav per saw. A saw is actually 6 kavin, so it's around 1/24 of each one. Akapana, that's what it is. That's that has to be spread out. And each one, that's how much it's spread out into each kav. 1 quarter of a kav per saw. That's what it is. It has to spread out like that. It can't be spread out. If it's spread out in less than that, then it's too close together. It has to be over 16 kav. That's how it has to be. So Gemara has a shayla. Now, so first of all, I just want to speak something out. When we limited this halacha that it's only 4 kav in total, are we talking about nekam malei mayim or not? The Rashbam's lashon, when he says, Tirashim she'amru, the Dirmas Rosh Hashanah, right in the middle of the Amud, says, Mastisim Pachas Bekam Dada Ima, but who had didn't let a calm Malay in mind? The Gemara said, rocks. What about cracks? So the Rashbam speaks out, if they're full with water, they're like slum. Sounds like a Rashbam like this. We're talking about, remember, we're talking about cracks less than 10 Tvachim deep. If it's less than 10 Tvachim deep and it's not full with water, you can have even half the field like that. There's no limitation on it. Because I can plant it. And it's not considered a new makam. But if it's full with water, then it's like rocks. That's what Rashbam explains. The Rashash brings down that there are those who argue on this. This is not Lekuliyama. That's what Rashash says. This is not Lekuliyama. The Rashash writes on this. Master the ruin Lizriya fill be yesem dalakabnim dodim, but loikin kosavatur besim ratio tchas. In Choshimish, but I and Shaman, the Rashash, that this is machlokes. Now we said from Rabbi Yechanan that has to be spread out over 16 saw. Boy Rab Chia ba'abo, Rubin be Meyuto, Meyuto be Ruba, it's one Shaila. Rubin be Meyuto, Meyuto be Ruba, I'm out. Teiku, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, we said there's 1 quarter of kav per every saw. Let's say the way it works out is that in the 16 saw, 9 of the saw have seven quarters of a kav, and the other 7 of saw have the other nine rabba rabba kavs. They're not order.
3 kav in one place and 1 kav in another place.
Same type of shayla. It's over 16, but they're spread out over 16 saw, but they're not evenly spaced 1 quarter per. What's the halacha? Teiku. That's what supplies with a teiku. And one of the more shayla like this. Even if you have it evenly spaced around 16, there's still a shayla. Boy Rav Yirmiya, kashir mahu. So in this case, if you have an article Gemara, use those pictures. If not, we'll try to explain, because there's pictures on Rashbam are not as clear. It's not so clear who made these pictures. So kashir mahu, kashir means it was a circle. Let me take this. If it's spread around the perimeter of the property evenly as a square, there you can still use your plow and go back and forth easily. But once it's a circle, if it's spread around a circle of field, it breaks up the field that when you plow, you keep on hitting rocks. It's not a shmak. And the marshal is that still, could you still include that in the sale if you have the shear of 4 kavin in a circle around 16 saw, is that fine? And in Pimtzalayim, that's fine. What about Kashura? If it's going a straight line through the middle of the field, what's the halacha there? Since when you plow, you go back, you go Shesi Ve'erit. You don't only plant one direction, you go both directions. And therefore, if it's a line right down the middle, you're always going to be hitting rocks. Because you always, any time you go through across the field, you're always hitting a rock, that's worse. And if that's good, what about Itzadinim? If it's shaped like the horns of a horse, of a cow, or an ox, shaped like the horns of a shor itzadim, like an ox that fights a bullfighter, like a bull, word I guess, a bull that also takes up a lot of the field. It's like not in the right place. It's in the wrong place. So, and if that's good, what about a colossal? If it looks like a W going through the property like a W, what would be the halacha then? Also, it's messing up a lot of it. All these shilas, the Gemara blibes with a teiku. Gemara stays with a teiku.